paragraph Chavches, Veze Bechinas Toivim Hashnayim in Hoechot. With this, we could understand the famous Pasuk in Koheles, where it says, two are better than one. You know why? Because if one falls, Im Yipoilu, Hoechot Yokim Es Chaveiro. Because if they experience any kind of a fall, one of them will pick up the other one. And then the Pasuk finishes, but V'hachut HaMeshulosh, Loi Bimheiro Yinotek. But a triple stranded rope, that will not be able to be torn so quickly. That'll really remain permanent. Ki bevadai toivim hashnayim en hoechod le'inyin kol hadvorim sheboilam. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, most definitely, two are better than one regarding just about anything in the world. We have that expression, two heads are better than one, right? Usually, kize klal godol, because this is a major rule. Shekol ho asokim sheboilam hakol b'shvil birur hoemes. Everything that's going on in this world, whether it be in business, whether it be lahavdil in religion, everything that's going on in the world, the ultimate goal is birur hoemes, clarifying and sorting out the truth. Shehu ikar birur hanitzoytzoytz kanal. That's the concept of what the Arizal calls birur hanitzoytzoytz, sorting out the sparks of Kedusha, extracting the sparks of Kedusha from the Tumah, from the Sitrachra that they've fallen into. Ubevadai toivim shnayim en oechor. And therefore, two are definitely better than one. Ki yefsher levarer hoemes alidei echod levadoi. Because a person alone cannot sort out the emes. Kikvar mavoyar, because we already explained, she emes haposhut ein ze shleimus o emes kanal. That obvious truths, that's not called emes. To say it's emes that the sun is shining right now, it's true the sun is shining, but that's not the real meaning of the word emes. Rako iker levarer hoemes b'mokoim shiesh litois be'ezes svara lehepa fakanal. What we call birur hoemes, what we call clarifying the truth, is when there's room for error, when it's easy to misjudge or to make mistake about a certain item, and a person doesn't make a mistake, and they're able to know the real truth about that, that's called birur hoemes. That's emes. Ki bechol mokim shiesh shnayim bevada yesh beneihem shinui deis. Because whenever you have two people, usually, definitely, there are differences of opinion between them, right? Everybody knows that. Ki das kol odom meshuno mechaveiro ki odua. Because each person's thinking is different from the other person's thinking. Ukemoi sham rabbi senazal, as the Gemara says. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheshnayim oiskim b'halocha. When two people are learning together, and they're learning halocha, v'ze makshe v'ze metaris. This one asks a question, and the other one answers. Ze soiser v'ze boina. This one destroys, and the other one builds. This one says, that's wrong. What you said is wrong. You don't know what you're talking about, because blah, 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 blah. And the other one says, no, I'll show you I'm right. You just tore up what I said. I'm going to paste it back together. I'm going to bring it right back together. I'm going to prove that I do know what I'm talking about. That's how they get a clear understanding of the halacha. When you have two people learning it who don't think exactly alike, and this one reads it and he says, this is what it's saying, and the other one says, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not reading it right. This is the way it should be. And then the other says, no, I'll show you that I'm right. And they go back and forth until they clarify the real pshat, until they come to a real accurate understanding, and they both agree on what it's really saying, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, what Tosfos is saying. Ukamai Shapirish Rashi Shom Bim Koimoi. As Rashi HaKodesh over there in Koheles, on that pasuk, Toiv Masham Echad, Rashi explains this over there. Avol Yochoy Liyois, Sheloyia Ben Hashnaim Hachro. However, we know that sometimes when you have two people fighting it out and arguing it, there are times that they can't agree. They can't come to an agreement. V'lo yuchal lehisbaro emes. This one is sticking to his guns. This one's sticking to his guns. And each one is saying, I'm right. And they therefore, they can't come to emes. They can't come to one opinion. V'alkein, that's why the pasuk says, v'achut ha-meshulash. When you have the third string, when you have a triple-stranded rope, that's solid. That's shleimus. Ze ikar shleimus emes. That's the real completion of emes. Dehainu kesheyesh hachro amitius ben hashnayim. When there is a third opinion that's able to resolve and that's able to decide, to help these two guys decide which one is right, that's ikar shleimus emes. Ki ikar shleimus emes bebechina shloisha daika. Because the real shleimus of emes is when you have three. Keneged bechinas roish toich soif. Corresponding to the aleph and the mem and the tuf. This is obviously, could be Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring this later, but if not, this is obviously why we have a famous quote in the Gemara. Blessed is Hashem who gave us a triple Torah through a who gave us a Torah of three through a third person on the third day of the third month. Ba-boo, ba-boo, ba-boo. Hashem gave us the Torah, which is three, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and he gave it through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third child, Miriam, Aharon, Moshe, and he gave it on the third month, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and he gave it on the third day. He told the Jews, prepare yourself for 3 days. Heyu nechayim l'shloish, 3 day preparation. And on number three, that's when we're going to hit the home run. The third one is the home run, the grand slam. That's the shleimus or emes, because the Torah is the essence of emes. Paragraph Chavtes, v'zehu, this is what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim, soifo l'hiskayim. Any disagreement where the intentions are only for the sake of Hashem, where the people are really sincere, their intentions are only for Hashem, that machloikis will succeed, will have a success to it. Ki machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim. Because a machloikis, a disagreement, machloikis means when two people disagree, which is l'shem shamayim, kegoin machloikis shamay hillel. For example, the famous disagreements between the great giants, Hillel and Shammai, bevadai hi toiva gedoyla. That definitely has a tremendous benefit to it. Ki daiko al yedei zeh mizbarer hoemes. Because it's by them disagreeing and fighting it out, arguing it out, that's how we clarify the emes. That's how we get to understand Hashem better, and we get to understand the halacha better. Ki shneim kavanosam l'shamayim be'emes lamitoi. Because both of their intentions are 100% purely for Hashem. No one's looking to prove that he's right. No one has any ulterior motives. Their only intention is we want to do what Hashem wants. We want to analyze and clarify what does Hashem really want, and that's what we want to do. V'alkein be'emes am Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is why the Gemara says Elu v'elu divrei elikim chaim, that both of these opinions, Shammai's opinion and Hillel's opinion, are both the word of the living Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why the Mishnah says soifo lehiskayim. Look at the wording. Soifo. In the end, it will be established. In the end, it will succeed. Soifo daiko. Ki ikar hisgalus emes hu bas soif. Because the main revelation of emes is at the end. When these two first start arguing, when Shammai and Hillel first start arguing, you don't see the emes. But because their intentions are pure and because they're real Talmud Chacham, they ain't going to stop until they get to the finish line. And the finish line is where they're both going to agree. They're both going to understand. They're going to have learned incredible things from each other by having argued on this whole thing. And they're going to both come to the proper conclusion. Ki bevadai rak basoif ho'acharoin yizgale amitas hamachloikas hazois. Because most definitely, it's only in the very end, at the final end, that there will be revealed the real truth about this machloikas, Eich Shneim Divrei Yekim Chaim, how both of their opinions were really the opinion of Hashem. To us, it seems as if they're both saying, this one's saying kosher, this one's saying pasul. How can you tell me that they're both right? That's ridiculous. No, there's going to come a time at the end when Mashiach's going to come, when we're going to understand clearly how they were both right, how they could both be right. Afal Pishem Soisrim Zezek Kol Kach, despite the fact that they're in such major disagreement right now. Ze Oyser Veze Mater. This one says you're not allowed to marry this woman. If you marry this woman, you get a death penalty. And this one says, I'm coming to the wedding. I'm coming to the smorgasbord. I'm going to be there and I'm going to say L'chaim over there. Ki achsho, because right now, bevadai yefsher lahasig zois. We can't understand this completely, how they're both right, how they're both wrong. Rak basoif yizgale ho'emes ha'ne'elam hazeh. It's only in the end, in the future, this hidden truth, the truth that's hidden inside here, is going to be revealed. V'alkein soifo lehizkayim. That's why the Mishnah says, in the end, it will be established. It'll have a kiyum. Soifo daiko kanal. And this is why we have one of the most poignant stories in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yochanan, who was Mekarev Reish Lakish, when he met Reish Lakish, he was a gangster. He wasn't a gangster. He was in charge of a whole gang of gangsters. And Rabbi Yochanan was Mekarev him, and he brought him to marry his sister. And he learned Torah with them for thousands of hours. and they became generals, both of them. And they would argue every single line, every single page in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says night, Reish Lakish says day. This one says this one. And when Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan, so the Rabbi Yochanan was distraught. He was destroyed. And so the students saw that Mamish, he was losing his mind. That's the way it looked to them. So they decided to pick the best replacement for Reish Lakish and to have him sit next to Rabbi Yochanan and help out. So they picked Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. And every time Rabbi Yochanan would say something, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas would say, Rabbi, I have 13 proofs to show that you're right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Revusa lameimar siyata? That's a big deal to tell me I'm right, to bring proofs that I'm right? You think that's what I want to hear? Reish Lakish have a maksha tracer kushya. Reish Lakish would challenge me 12 different ways. Every time I try to say something, he would ask 10 questions to knock out what I said. Umemela Rav Choshmaitza. And as a result of that, we broadened the learning. All of us, the whole yeshiva, learned thousands and thousands of new things because of our fighting it out. Because I said yes, he said no. I said right, he said left. Ki ikar shleimus soemes hu daika b'mokoyim she'ein meivinim oisei b'pshitas kanal. Because the real perfection of emes, the real beauty of emes, is in something that's not so clear up front. When you first look at it, it's not so clear. You can say like this and you can say like that. And then we dig and battle and analyze until we figure out what it really is. That's called Shleimus Emes. Avo machloikis she'eino l'shem shamayim. Whereas, when people disagree, when people are opposing someone and their intentions are not for Hashem's kavod, like the machlokes that Korach and his cronies made against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishnah says over there in Pirkei Avos, "Ein soifo lehiskayim." That will not be established. That will not remain in the end. Nothing will be left of that in the end. Ki soif kol soif yizgala hoemes. Because in the end, eventually, the truth is going to be revealed. Ki sfas emes. Tikoin Laad, because the Pasuk says that the truth is going to be established. Tikoin is future tense. The truth is going to be established permanently, eternally. The Oz Bevadai Hakoil Yarutsu Lavoides Hashem Bemis. And then in the end, when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to be running to serve Hashem with truth. ulehiskarev letzadiki emes, and to come close to the true tzadikim. Aval oz ein shum maisav uvda. But then it's not really going to count anymore. Then it's not going to be put on their record. It's not going to be put into the bank account. Ki hayoim la'asoysam ksiv. Because the pasuk says, today, now is the time to do. Now you can deposit into your bank account if you do the right thing. Umi she'torach be'erev Shabbos. And a person who works hard on Friday or on Sunday through Friday, be'bechinas yemei achoel, during the weekdays, She'oz yesh achizas hasheker vahatos, that's when sheker is prevalent. That's when mistakes are prevalent. That's when the emes is not so clear. During the 6 days of the week, the emes is not so clear because the 6 days of the week correspond to the six sections of Mishnah where you have kosher, pasul, tameh, tohar, osur, mutar. There it's not clear. It's not resolved yet. Mi shetorach oz daikol avarer hoemes, a person who struggles during the unclear, when things are not so clear, he struggles and struggles to try to sort out the truth, to try to get to the truth. Hu yoichal b'Shabbos, that person will be zeichet to eat. They will reap their reward on Shabbos, meaning in the future. She'oz yizgale ho'emes lamitoi, because on Shabbos, in the future when Mashiach comes, that's when the real truth is going to be revealed. The Gemara says that Shabbos is called Emes, because even an Amoritz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Shehu ikra hakibul schar v'kanal. We said that's the ultimate reward. When we talk about people being rewarded in the future, the greatest reward is that we're going to know the real truth about everything. Aval mi sheloi torach b'erev Shabbos. But a person who didn't struggle, who didn't work very hard, who didn't try their best on Erev Shabbos, v'himtin milhiskar v'lemes, he waited to come close to the truth, ad sheyizgala ho'emes leim koil, until the emes would be made clear to everybody. Again, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to take off all the curtains, and the emes is going to be clear to everybody. So a person who decided, hey, I ain't going to dirty myself now before Mashiach comes to dig and try to figure out what's right, I'll just stay out of it. I'll just make my money and go on my vacations and do my thing and everything. Why do I have to get involved in this whole search for the truth, in this whole quest for spirituality, all of that stuff? Who need, you know, forget it. I'll wait till Hashem turns on the lights. Right now, everything is hazy. It's gray. It's cloudy. When Hashem decides to turn on the lights, I'll be right there. I'll be right in front, and I'll be his first customer. A person who thinks that, ad shekol chalukos hakovod yihye eitzel ha'emes, he's going to wait to the point when all the portions of kovod, all the respect, will be by the emes. Ma yoichal b'Shabbos. The Gemara says, what is that person going to eat on Shabbos? That person is not going to reap the rewards. Ki ikr bia sa'odom lozeh ho'ilam, hu levarer ho'emes min hasheker daika. The main reason why Hashem sent us down to this world is for us to work and struggle to discover the emes, to come to the emes within the sheker, while there's sheker still around. When there's no sheker around at all, it ain't no big deal to be emes. When everybody's religious, when everybody's close to tzaddikim, it ain't no big deal to say amen. It's when the emes is going through all kinds of opposition, when it's cloudy, and when the sheker is experiencing all kinds of success and glory and respect, and a person says, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's the truth yet. And they search and beg and fight and go through all the struggles that they need to get to the emes. That's the real perfection of emes. One more little paragraph. This is why our rabbis tell us, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Shemi sheroitze lizko is bekisro shel Torah, that if a Jew wants to be zeiche to the crown of Torah, to the greatest success in Torah, yasik batoira balaila, They should study Torah at night. They should get up in the middle of the night. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal tell us this means the second half of the night. This means from Chatzos Laila and on. Ki emes, to some, there are other opinions. There are other opinions that say that this includes the first part of the night also. But the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus put tremendous emphasis that this is referring to the second half of the night. The first half of the night is a time to sleep, usually. It's from midnight and on that the real success in Yiddishkeit, and especially in Torah, comes from that learning. Ki emes v'sheker hem b'chinas oyer v'choshech. Because truth and falseness are compared to light and darkness. Kama shekosu b'makamachar, as Rabbein Azal says in other places. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar shleimus esek ha-Torah hu balayla daika. The real perfection of the study of Torah, the best form of study of Torah is when it's at night, she'oz ha-choshech mizgaber, which is when the darkness is strong. It's really dark out there. Shemishom ikar achizas ha-sheker, which means that the forces of sheker are dominant, are strong then. V'oz hu mitzvah b'yoyser lasik b'toyro levaro hemes. That's when a person gets a greater mitzvah if they're zoicha to learn Torah, which means they're involved in sorting out the emes. Ki ikar shleimus so emes hu kishemavaro yisemi toicheshkas ha-sheker v'toz daika. Because again, the real perfection and completion of emes is when you're able to clarify the emes from within the darkness of sheker and from within the potential of mistakes.